听众们大家好，
早上好，
平安。我们今天要来试想的题目是如何活得有智慧哈。我们会从大卫跟约瑟的生命中来学习。
And today our message is how to live with wisdom, and we will learn from two characters, David and Joseph.
这样的两周前哈，那个 Pastor Milton 他在信息的末了就提到这个提摩太后书四章六到七节刚刚我们念的经文哈。
About two weeks ago, Pastor Milton gave us the message, and he mentioned the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6-7.
我不知道回家以后你有没有想想你的遗产是什么？也许你现在还很年轻啊，不像我们七老八十了。但是从年轻时候你也可以想啊，你希望留下什么？对这个世界，对你所爱的人。这一生你想留下什么？
I don't know, when you go back home, have you ever thought about what kind of legacy you want to leave behind in this world for your family, for the people that you leave behind?
我们刚一起读的这个提摩太后书的四章六到七节呢，这是使徒保罗晚年对人生的一个回顾，一个即将结束他这一生旅程的人带着喜乐与确据。
The scripture that we just read in 2 Timothy verse 4, 6-7, it was written by Apostle Paul. It is a review of his life in his later years. He was a man who was about to end his journey at this point, but he was ending it with joy and assurance.
他说我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了。当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
He said, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith."
他的人生经历我们知道他一生经历很多很多的患难但他毫无遗憾，因为他活出了对主的忠心，留下了属灵的遗产。
We all know that he had experienced lots of hardships, but he had no regret because he lived out his faith to the Lord, and he left us a spiritual legacy.
我们今天呢，就继续在这个思想上、主题上我们如何能像保罗一样完成呢？神所托付给我们的那段他是用跑步赛跑这个旅程我们会留下什么样的印象与记忆呢？
So today we extend Paul's thesis. How can we, like Paul, complete the race of life that God had entrusted to us? And what kind of impact and memory will we leave behind?
我刚从题目上我就说了，我们今天要特别从两位极其启发性的圣经人物，就是大卫跟约瑟，来思考如何在神的旨意中活出充满智慧的生命。
So today we will learn from these two inspiring examples, David and Joseph, and to see how we can live a wise life in God's will.
你知道大卫活了几岁啊？
Do you know how long David has lived?
大卫比我短命啊，他去年就死了。大卫只活了七十岁。
Only 70 years old.
那约瑟活了多少岁？
What about Joseph?
约瑟活了110岁，还蛮长的哈。
He lived a bit longer, 110 years old.
可是约瑟如果跟摩西活了120岁哈。亚伯拉罕活了175岁哈。以撒活了180岁。那约瑟的爸爸说他的这个又短又苦，也活了147呀。
But if you compare that to Moses, which was 120 years old, Abraham, which was 175 years old, Isaac, 180 years old, and also Jacob, who was Joseph's dad, who said that his life was short and full of hardship, even he lived 147 years.
所以大卫才活70年，约瑟活110年，在比他爸爸还少了怎么样37岁哈、啊。所以他们的命没有长寿，对不对
？So if you look at the length of their lives, they don't seem to be very long living people at that point.
那你知道吗？他们生命的价值与影响啊，远远超过他们这个好看来不那么长的年日。
But the value and the influence of their lives far exceeds their age.
所以我们今天就要从他们的生平中来吸取如何活出属灵的智慧，这种学一些宝贵的功课嘛，哈。
That's why that we want to learn from their lives how we can live a valuable lesson, to draw a lesson of the spiritual wisdom.
所以第一点我们要看就是说，生命的质量哈、啊，在于对神忠心。
The first we need to know that the measure of a life is faithfulness to God.
我们先来看大卫哈。
We can look at David first.
大卫，大家一想就是圣经上都说他是合神心意之人哈。
He is a man after God's own heart.
那大卫，我们在圣经上知道他是个牧童哈，少年时候是牧羊的。
So originally he was a shepherd boy.
他就默默地在田野中照顾羊群，但神却看中了他，看中他的单纯与敬虔的心。
He was taking care of the sheep in the fields for his family, but God saw his simple heart.
圣经没有写说他是哪一年被撒母耳膏的，但是可以从圣经的推算上，大概17岁以前哈、啊，就15到17岁之间，他就被膏了。
We don't know the exact age from the Bible when he was anointed by Samuel, but it should be around the age of 15 to 17 years.
那撒母耳就膏他做王，他这是没有立刻登基的哈，是不是？就是显示神其实招一个人哈，呼召一个人，可能需要一些预备的时间的哈。
At that time, he was young, and even if he was anointed by Samuel, he did not ascend to the throne immediately. And this shows that God's calling often requires time to shape and for us to wait.
圣经有好多的例子哈，像摩西，你看他在旷野40年后才又出来服事哈。
And there are other examples in the Bible. For example, Moses, he was in the wilderness for 40 years before he was called out to serve.
所以神要预备一个人，他有段时间他给他训练，给他装备哈。
So if God wants to use someone, he would spend some time to equip that person to get him ready.
在17岁的时候呢，大卫就开始出名了。为什么出名呢？他打了谁啊？哥利亚巨人。
So at age of 17, David became famous. And why was he famous? Because he beat the giant Goliath.
那非利士人有一个又高又大的人出来校正啊，而且羞辱他们，而且羞辱了神啊。
So Goliath was a Philistine. He came out to challenge the Israelites, and not only so, he insulted God.
结果大卫就很勇敢地出去迎战了。
So David met the challenge, and he was facing this giant Goliath.
他对这个巨人说啊，你靠的是你的刀枪这些武器哈，我可是靠着耶和华的名来向你征战。
And so he told Goliath that you were relying on your armors, but I am relying on my God.
我们也知道他拿个石头甩一甩就把他打死了。
And he used the stones to kill the giant.
那结果大卫就被众人所喜悦啊，很不幸却遭了扫罗王的嫉妒。
So the Israelites were excited and cheering for him, but Saul, who was the king at that time, became jealous of him.
就一直追杀他呀。
And Saul pursued him for many years.
那大卫到三十岁的时候做了王。
At the age of 30, David became the king.
所以呢，大卫是在被追杀、逃难、苦难中生活了大概13到15年的。
So you can see that David lived a life of, of difficult and a life of escape for about 13 to 15 years.
但他始终敬畏神啊。
But he always feared God.
他信靠神。
And he trusted in God.
他相信神有神的时间。
He believed that God had his time.
他是一个合神心意的人，学会了在试炼中被神来预备他的一个过程。
He was a man after God's heart who had learned to be prepared by God in trials.
我们刚讲了，大卫虽然被膏，却长期的受到扫罗的嫉妒与追杀。
Although David was anointed as king, he was long envied and hunted by Saul.
但你知道他从来就没有想去夺王位哦，他已经被膏作王，但他从来也没想去夺王位。
But even that, he never tried to seize the power, even though he knew he was anointed to be the king.
他明明没有做错事，结果扫罗一直追他。他也没有这样子也气愤要报复我。
He hadn't done anything wrong to Saul, but Saul pursued him and chased him out of jealousy.
圣经上
out of jealousy, and he even though David didn't do anything wrong.
圣经记载他有时候躲在山洞里，结果呢扫罗进来给他机会，他可以杀他，但是他却没有。他说这个神的受膏者。他不敢去杀他，他也尊重神，他等神的时间，他自己不出手。
There was a time that he was that he and Paul, he and Saul met in in a cave. He was actually had the opportunity to kill Saul at that point, but he didn't because his thought was that I'll never raise my hand against my Lord, the Lord's anointed. He meant for Saul.And he trusted that the Lord would have his time.
虽然大卫很敬畏神哈，但他也做王了嘛，有了权势，那他也有他的软弱，他的欲望中，他在欲望中跌倒。
Even though David feared God, he also fell into temptation because he had his own desires.
我们都知道大卫犯了很大的罪，他与这个别示巴。犯奸淫，甚至还把贝斯巴的先生叫乌利亚给害死。
He committed adultery with Bathsheba, and he also plotted to kill her husband, Uriah.
但当先知拿单奉神的差遣去责备他的时候，大卫是立刻的承认自己的罪。都没有推迟，也没有自己为自己辩护，诚然诚心的说我得罪了耶和华。
But when the prophet Nathan was sent by God to rebuke him, David immediately admitted his sin without any excuses or self-defense. He said that I have sinned against the Lord.
这里显出了大卫一个愿意悔改的心，他不是刚硬与自义。
And this here it showed that David was willing to repent rather than being hardened in heart or feeling self-righteous.
在诗篇五十一篇第十节这边说，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And in Psalm 51 verse 10 it says, Create in me a pure heart, O God.And renew a steadfast spirit within.
这是一句极其触动人心的话哈。也正因为这样的悔改，对神的忠诚，他得到了神的赦免，也得到了 restore 恢复。
This was written by David, and it showed how touching his repentance was. It was because of this repentance and sincerity to God that he received God's forgiveness and restoration.
所以在大卫的身上教导我们，真正的属灵的伟人呢、啊，不在于他没有犯过错、啊，他有犯错，在于他愿意认罪悔改，并回到神的恩典之中。
So this teaches us that the true spiritual greatness does not lie in not making mistakes, but in being willing to confess, repent, and return to God's grace.
那我们现在来看看约瑟哈。约瑟我们会说他是在逆境中的一个很好的见证人哈。
And now let's take a look at Joseph. He is a faithful witness in adversity.
约瑟是17岁的时候呢，就被了他同父异母的亲兄弟啊，给卖去做奴隶了。
For Joseph, when he was 17 years old, his half-brothers, they were jealous of him. And they sold him to Egypt as slave.
然后又被陷害蒙冤入罪入狱哈、啊，就被监禁。
And later he was framed and imprisoned.
一直等到30岁哈、啊，才被法老提升为的，从监狱中拿救出来，封他为宰相哈、啊。所以他受苦这个预备的时间啊，也是十多年，13年。
At the age of 30, he was promoted to prime minister by Pharaoh at that point. And you can see that he suffered and was prepared in trials for about 13 years.
但约瑟从来没有怨天尤人哦，即使处于最黑暗的处境，约瑟依然选择依靠神。
But Joseph never complained about anything, even in the darkest hours, he still chose to rely on God.
神就与他同在哈，那就耶和华就使他手中所办的一切的事情都顺利哈。
And God was with him, and the Lord made everything Joseph did go smoothly.
即使他被冤枉，就去关在监狱里哈，你看在创世纪39章这边讲的哈，连这个监狱的管理的人都喜欢他，把事情都交给他，因为耶和华与约瑟同在，耶和华使他所做的尽都顺利。
And the Lord with him, was with him even when he was in the prison. Here in Genesis chapter 39, verse 21-23 says.Because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. This was referring to when he was in prison.
这也显出了神的智慧与大能哈，在这段这个让人看来又困难的等待中，神仍然掌权的，神按着他的时间成就神的计划。
This reveals God's wisdom and power, and this shows that even in the midst of difficulties and waiting, God is still in control, and He accomplishes His plan in His time.
为什么我说这个约瑟他都没有怨天尤人，他仍然这个心态很好啊？为什么我能这样说呢？
I say that Joseph, he wasn't complaining about others, and he didn't fall into self pity. Why do I say this?
你看，在这个《创世纪》40章这边啊，记载的，就是这个王他有两个，一个九正啊，一个管膳食的，两个人呢，都惹了王的生气，就关在监狱里去了。
You can see this story in Genesis chapter 40. The Pharaoh at that point, the king of Egypt, he had two main officials. One is the chief cupbearer, and the other is the chief baker. Both of them were in prison.
结果他们两个都做了梦啊，都很担忧啊，就面带愁容。结果，你看，约瑟没有在那自哀自怜的怨天尤人的。如果心情不好，他才不会去顾念别人哈。他在这边，他顾念他看见他们愁闷的样子哈，就来关心他们俩。
those two people, they both had dreams, and they were worried about their dreams. So Joseph saw that they were dejected, and he started to care for them.
我一直提醒大家，我们要靠主喜乐，一定要把耶稣基督给我们的平安喜乐给活出来。
I always remind each one of us that we should live out the peace and joy that our Lord Jesus had for us.
因为如果我们里面没喜乐，我们里面没有爱，我们活出来的是什么？
Because think about this, if you don't have peace and joy inside you, what can you live out?
当一个人喜乐，当一个人向别人表达爱心的时候，你知道他里面是有喜乐的，他里面是有神的爱的。
When someone is taking care of others, when someone is showing love to others, you should know that he has love and peace inside his heart.
后来，约瑟就讲，借着能够解梦呢，是神给他的智慧哈，他就被提了，后来出了监狱呢，做了埃及的宰相。
So, Joseph, he had the ability to interpret dreams, and this was God. This was a gift from God. So, because of this, he was then released from the prison and became. He was promoted to prime minister.
Yeah. 然后他就负责啊，那个饥荒的时候，这个。让这个整个国家都能够好好的预备哈，而且他也拯救了他的家属哈。
And he was responsible for the whole nation, because the nation went into a long period of famine.
约瑟的生命告诉我们，即使身处这个苦境哈，只要我们信靠神，神会怎么样？会预备我们，神会预备也会使用。
So.From Joseph, we can learn that even though sometimes we're in hardship, even though we're facing challenges, as long as we trust in God, He will use us and He will help us.
那我们就要来看哈，如果我们知道短暂的生命啊，其实是刚刚是拿两个人的例子哈，说生命的这个质量。在于对神的忠心哈。
So we just learned that the measure of our life is the faithfulness, is how faithful we are to God.
那我们怎么样在短暂的人生中能够彰显永恒的价值呢？
So how can we live a short life but can still have an eternal value?
我们熟悉诗篇九十篇啊，在九十篇这边说什么？我们一生的年日只有七十八，若强壮的到八十哈，其中所盈夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成功，我们便如飞而去。
In Psalm chapter 90, verse 10 to 12, it teaches us, our days may come to 70 years or 80, if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
这提醒我们哈，神让人活在的年日是有限的哈，有限的。但重点在于我们如何运用这有限的年日来荣耀他。
This reminds us that God has given us a limited number of years to live, but the key is how we use these limited times to glorify Him.
我们需要祷告，求神给我们智慧哈。
And we should pray to ask God for wisdom.
我们现在来看看。大卫刚刚讲了他快速的讲了他的一生，他到底他留下了什么给我们呢
？Let's take a look at David's legacy.
大卫他建立了这个以色列的国度哈，那他的家谱啊，在马太福音第一章我们就知道，他甚至是弥赛亚基督的先祖。
David established the kingdom of Israel, and from Matthew chapter 1 we can see that his genealogy.Led to Messiah Jesus Christ.
大卫不仅是一个君王哦，他是一个敬拜的领袖。
David was not just a king, but also a worship leader.
你知道教会现在都我们唱诗哈，我们用诗歌敬拜。以前我们很多教会都有诗班，是谁设立的
Many churches, they have music worship service, they also have choirs. Do you know who set up this system?
圣经清楚地记载，是大卫设立诗班。大卫要 在这个会幕中，后来在圣殿中，他要按着班次，就是一组一组的，一直来用诗歌、用乐器来赞美神。
David, established this.Because in the temple, he had set up groups of music worship services.
是在会幕的时候就说，后来在圣殿有了圣殿以后，继续的来在大卫的设立之下的制度下来一直来赞美神。
He started this when in the tabernacle, but this continued when the temple was it was established, and this the same system continued inside the temple.
我们知道诗篇里面许许多多的诗篇都是大卫写的。
And we also know that David wrote many chapters in Psalms.
他的诗篇以及他悔改的心啊，成为我们这些后世许许多的信徒学习敬虔生活的宝贵的这个资源。
His songs and his repentant heart have become a valuable resource for believers to learn godly living for thousands of years.
所以我们常说，你要学习祷告吗？看诗篇。你要学习怎么亲近神吗？看诗篇。诗篇里有许许多多很好的例子。
So we always remind people that if you want to learn how to pray, if you want to learn how to get close to God, read the Psalms.
你知道大卫为什么是合神心意的人吗？
But do you know why David was a man after God's heart?
我们知道他不完美，他犯很可怕的罪的。
We all know that he was not perfect and he committed horrible sins.
我这边列了五项清清楚楚在他的身上我们可以看到的榜样。
Here I listed five characters that he demonstrated.
是这些属灵的特质使他成为合神心意的人。
He was a person that is pleasing to God because of these spiritual qualities.
大卫敬畏神，顺服神的旨权。
He feared God and submitted to His authority.
大卫渴慕神，热爱敬拜。
He loved worship and sought God's presence.
他真诚的悔改，快快的认罪悔改，都不推却，不没有推迟。
And David repented sincerely and quickly.
他尊重神的律法与神的约。
And David honored God's word and covenant.
他是以神为中心来治理来行事。
And David governed with a God-centered heart.
这都是大卫留给我们的榜样。
These are the qualities that David left for us.
我们知道大卫有心建殿啊，是非常蒙神悦纳、蒙神喜悦的事。
We know that David has the intention to build a temple for God.
我们教会也感恩，我们也有荣幸为神建殿啊。
And our church is also very grateful because we also had the chance to build a temple for God.
但你知道，神虽然喜悦他的心，但没有让他建啊。
But you should know that although God liked him, loved him.Was pleased with him, but God did not want him to build a temple for him.
神说他手上血腥太多，哈，杀戮太多，打一大堆仗，杀了一大堆人，不要他建殿。
Because he shed blood, and he fought in many battles and killed a lot of people.
但神却看重他内心那份敬畏与爱主的渴望。
But God valued his fear for God and desire to love the Lord.
大卫没有因为神不让他建殿说 OK 那就算了。
And David was he didn't say okay if you don't want me to build a temple for you then that's okay that's it.
他为建殿他亲手设计计划，他把宝藏这个建材什么什么人全部都预备的好好的给他儿子。
He prepared everything to build the temple. He prepared treasures, plans, materials, and personnels for his son Solomon to build the temple.
他没有因为神不让他做，他就有点抱怨或者是失望失落了，他却甘心乐意的要来帮助他的儿子来完成这件讨神喜悦的事。
He did not complain or feel lost. He was willing to do his part, and he tried his best to help his son, to build the temple in his son's time.
他的这颗心，他所做出来的建殿呢，是对神的敬畏，对神的顺服，对神的爱，真是我们今天是我们美好的榜样。
So we can see from his desire to build the temple for the Lord.We can see his fear for God, his obedience, and his love for God. These should become an example for all of us today.
我们再来看约瑟给我们留下了什么。
Let's look at Joseph's legacy.
约瑟他，我们都知道他救了整个这个以色列家族哈，后来都跑到埃及去，是他救了这个家族。
We all know that Joseph saved the entire house of Israel, who went to Egypt, who escaped to Egypt.
约瑟故事呢，向我们彰显了什么？有宽恕哈，有信靠，在神的这个困难中工作的这个美好的见证哈。
And Joseph's story, give us a testimony of forgiveness, trust.And God's work in the midst of suffering.
所以他的影响也远远超过他在世上的年日。
His impact, far outlasts his life in the world.
首先，我们看到他因着信主，他有很好的品格哈，他能够拒绝这个诱惑哈，诱惑。
First, we can see that because of his trust in the Lord, he had integrity.Where he resisted temptations.
因为当他在这个那个波提乏家中做奴隶、做仆人的时候呢，那个主人的妻子来勾引他哈，他没有，他说我怎么敢犯这样的罪来得罪神呢、啊、
？When he was a slave in Potiphar, in Egypt, he was tempted by Potiphar's wife.When facing this temptation, he refused immediately, and he said that, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?"
后来我们也知道，他就这个受冤哈、啊，入狱哈、啊，他不愿意做得罪神的事啊。
He would rather be unjustly imprisoned than sinning against God.
他在敬畏神上，他正直，他勇敢地去面对这些。
He showed us his integrity and courage, with a God-fearing heart.
那我们知道约瑟，他给我们的榜样中也是，他在困境中，他仍然依靠神，与神同在的。
And he also showed us a good example by trusting in God in difficult times.
所以他在。即使在监狱里面，他也忠心的做事。结果呢，神也恩待他，他结果还帮忙管理监狱的事哈。
Even though he was falsely accused and put in prison, he was still serving the Lord faithfully, and that's why he was blessed by God, so that he became a manager of the ward.
他没有因为说神啊，你看我那么乖那么好，结果你看还忘了这么冤枉的事，还在这我的。我真的是很苦啊。
He wasn't discouraged by his circumstances, and he wasn't complaining by saying, "It's too hard for me. I'm suffering so much."
他仍然信靠他的神。
He chose to trust the Lord.
他仍然要活出他该有的美好的生命。
And he lived the beautiful life in him.
他甚至去关心人，去帮助人。
He started to care for others and help them.
后来他不是会解梦吗？就是到了这个埃及王那边法老那边的时候呢，他解梦的人还特别说什么？他说不在乎我，这是神要将平安赐给你哈，是神要把这个梦 告诉你。
Even though he was able to interpret dreams for the king of Egypt, he told the king that it is not in my power, but it is God who answered who answered you with peace.
他在很成功在居高位的时候，他不骄傲。他没有忘记要把荣耀归给他所敬爱的神。
He was humble and faithful even when he was in high positions, and he gave all the credit and glory to God.
我们更是在他宽恕他的出卖他的弟兄的时刻事上，我们看到他对神主权的尊重，对神心意的明白。
We can also see his respect for God's sovereignty when he forgave his brothers.
你要知道，他十七岁还是一个大孩子的时候，就被他这十个哥哥给出卖，差点要把他杀掉。
Remember,
他多么的难过。
Remember when he was 17 years old, he was sold by all these brothers, all his own brothers, and he almost got killed. And how can you imagine how sad he would be?
他求他们，他们也不理啊。
He begged for his brothers not to sell him, but they wouldn't want to. They ignored his plea.
但在后来，在创世纪五十章这边讲到，当他的弟兄们后悔当初卖他的时候来的，他是怎么跟他们说的？他不但没有说你们这个混蛋，我这是现在巴不得把你们，他说什么？从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。用这样的话来安慰他们。
He said this to his brothers.Who regretted of selling him? Who felt really, really guilty for their behavior back then? He told them, "You intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives."
约瑟的生命提醒了我们什么？
What does his life remind us?
即使遭遇不公平、不公义的事情，被误解、被排挤，但是他仍然坚守对神的信心，他敬畏神。
Even when he encountered injustice, misunderstanding, and exclusion, he held on to his faith to God.
他相信神终会万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
He trusted in the Lord, knowing that God will make all things work together for the good of those who love Him.
我们要怎么活？
So how should we live?
诗篇九十篇提醒我们啊，生活生命是有限，是短暂的。
So in Psalm 90, it reminded us that the number of our days are limited.
那这个是来怎么样鼓励我们，激励我们要活出有智慧，在敬畏神中来好好生活。
That we must gain a heart of wisdom so that we can live our life wisely.
鼓励我们要珍惜时间啊，要不要虚度光阴啊？我们要把眼光向永恒来看哈，把永恒的眼光来看我们这一生。
It reminds us that we should treasure our time, and we should not waste our time, and we should also look at things with heavenly perspective.
我们都熟悉啊，箴言告诉我们九章十节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明哈。
In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it reminds us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
我们在前面这两位啊，值得我们敬佩的圣经人物中，我们学到要忠心地活在神的旨意中。
From the two examples of David and Joseph, we know that we must live faithfully in God's purpose.
在我们有限的年日里面，我们忠心地遵行照神的计划来生活。
And in our limited years, we should faithfully follow God's plan.
这样子我们就能够活出有影响啊，对对，一个永恒里面有意义的见证。
Then we can live out a testimony that can have eternal impact.
我们说到生命的价值不在于它长短了。
We know that the value of life is not in its length.
这不是叫我们不爱惜身体哈。
It's not to say that we should not treasure our health or physical body.
没有健康的身体，我们很多事都做不了了。
Without a healthy body, we cannot do anything.
这是要强调我们生活过得要有意义，要有价值啊。
This emphasizes that we should live a life that is meaningful and with purpose.
耶稣在路加福音十二章十五节这边说什么？你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人生的生命怎么样？不在乎家道丰盛。
And Jesus told us, and this is recorded in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed.Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions.
这也不是叫我们不要好好去赚钱啊。
And this doesn't say that we doesn't mean that we should not work to make money.
这叫我们积财宝在天啊，做有恒价值的事啊。
It tells us to store up treasures in heaven and do things of eternal value.
这也不是叫我们不要在世上有好的成就。
And this does not mean that we should not pursue achievements in this world.
这是叫我们不要去追求世上的虚荣，而是追求神赐给我们那永恒的荣耀。
This teaches us that we should not pursue the worldly vanity, but pursue the eternal glory that God has given us.
感谢神用大卫跟约瑟的生命给我们做了很多好的榜样。
We thank God for using the lives of David and Joseph as examples to show us.
让我们看到如何在有限的岁月中能够活出无限的属灵智慧。
It teaches us how to live out infinite spiritual wisdom in a finite number of years.
所以除了我们忠心的活在神的旨意中，这个是我们要这样的活。在这里我要提醒，就是说我们要怎么样活出与基督同在的生命。
And the second point is that we should live in union with Christ.
在信息的一开始，我有问大家说，你的遗产是什么？
At the beginning, I asked everybody, what is your legacy?
我们用了保罗他说的话哈。
And we used Paul's words.
在提摩太后书四章六到七节这段话是保罗在晚年对人生的一个回顾。
And this was recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 6 to 7. This was a passage that Paul wrote in his later years, reviewing his life.
他说，我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
He said, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith."
一个快要死的人，面临他这快要结束的人生的人，他却带着喜乐与确据来啊。诉说他的心态与这个光景。
He was about to finish his journey in the world, but he was full of joy and assurance in reviewing.
一点都没有遗憾。
There was no regret.
因为他活出了对主的忠心，也留下了属灵的遗产。
Because he lived out his faith to the Lord and he left a spiritual legacy.
保罗不仅像约瑟跟大卫哈，给我们生命做了美好的榜样，保罗还给我们两个秘诀哈。
And Paul not only set a good example for us, just like Joseph and David, he also gave us two secrets.
第一个呢，他是说，哎，弟兄姊妹啊，我们 这个躯壳里面，这个瓦器里面有宝贝的。
The first secret was that he told us, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
哥林多后书的四章七节上，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于自己。
This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
对，基督是我们生命中的宝贝。
Yes, Jesus is the treasure in our lives.
基督帮助我们能够有莫大的能力活出美好的生命。
And Jesus can help us to have the power to live the beautiful life in us.
第二个的诀要也是类似的哈，他现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活的。不但有这个宝贝，而且这个大的是基督把它活出来在我们生命中。
And the second secret is similar, which is Christ is living in us.
啊，是加拉太书的二章二十节。
And this is from Colossians chapter 2 verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
宝物的力量是来自神的恩典，它的中心出于他与基督同在的生命。
Paul's strength came from God's grace, and his faith came from his life with Christ.
我们每个人都跑自己的人生道路哈。
Each one of us is running our own race.
愿我们来依靠主耶稣。
May we rely on our Lord Jesus.
当这一切结束的时候，我们能也像，希望我们能也像保罗，也像大卫，也像约瑟一样，留下属神的一些，我们是属神的记号，我们留下一些遗产，让我们看到神的荣耀，神的伟大，神的恩典。
When all this is over, we can also leave a divine mark and testimony like Paul, David, and Joseph.To show God's glory.
我们等下结束的时候，我们会唱一首歌，不是我，乃是基督在里面活。
When we finish the sermon, we will sing a song. Yet not I, but through Jesus in me.
这诗歌正好来终结我们今天的信息哈。我们不是靠自己的能力、智慧与我们的成就、功勋哈，而是全然因主的同在。靠主而活，才能使我们一生能成为祝福。
And this song perfectly summarizes our message today. It is not our own abilities, it is not our own wisdom or achievements, but we're living completely because of the presence of the Lord, and we're relying on the Lord, and this makes our life a blessing.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你借着保罗的榜样提醒我们，人生不只是奔跑，更是要打那美好的仗，守住那信心的道。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us through Paul's example that life is not just a race, it is also a good fight that we should fight, and it's also a faith that we should keep.
今天我们又透过大卫与约瑟的生命学习到要忠心，要悔改，要信靠于委身，就是属灵的智慧。
Today, through the lives of David and Joseph, we learn that faith, repentance, trust, and commitment are spiritual wisdom.
我们愿意放下对年数、地位、成就的执着，只求在有限的生命中为你而活。
We are willing to let go of our attachment to age, status, and achievements, and only live for you in our limited lives.
主啊，愿我们每个人都能够留下美好的见证，使后人因我们的忠心而认识你的恩典与真理。
Lord, may each one of us leave behind a good testimony so that the future generations can know you, can know your grace and glory through us.
也求你提醒我们，这一生所能完成的不是靠我，不是靠我自己，乃是基督在我里面所成就的。
May you also remind us that whatever that we can accomplish in this life is not through me, it's through Jesus in me.
当我们接下来唱这首回应诗歌的时候，不是我，乃是基督在我们里面活。求你使这成为我们的祷告，我们的宣告，也是我们余生的方向。
As we sing the response song, yet not I, but through Christ in me, let this be our prayer, our declaration, and the direction for the rest of our lives.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们起立，我们唱这首诗歌。
Thank you.
his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.